man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Whatever move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away.
Room 121 rests at the end of an isolated hallway across the street from the California Capitol. It's locked all the times and has no sign whatsoever. The only indicator of his existence is a peephole outside the front door. You're listening to Republic of Texas Radio. I'm Steve O'Brien. Today's date is Sunday, April the 7th, 2019. Oh, Alan, what do you think's in that door? Are you there?
I don't know. I'm not a secret agent man.
Man, you know, use your detective glasses or secret X-ray vision.
I remember room 222. I remember what's behind room 222. It was like the mod squad was back there.
Really? 221 is the secret DMV for the California State Legislature, so they don't have to go with the commoners to the DMV to renew their car, their driver's license, or, you know, do whatnot, stupid stuff that takes an appointment or you wait a whole hell of a long time. You know, here in Texas, it seems to be a little bit easier to go through the bureaucracy, at least in a small town. I know California was kind of a real mess when that was concerned. But they're trying to get rid of that, man. Do you believe that? Isn't that terrible? You know, our elected officials would have to go to, well, elected. That's an argument all on its own. But the officials in charge of California may have to actually go to the Department of Motor Vehicles that the commoners go to. If Assembly Bill 862, contact the government. Nah, don't bother. You know, they'll do what they're going to do. But it is quite fascinating when they say contact the government if you want this not to happen. People do that, you know?
So I thought that they had staff and everyone that took care of all that stuff for them. They couldn't be so pedestrian as to have to go out and actually get their own license and tags and renewal and all that stuff.
Well, Steve, you might actually
do pretty well here in the future, Steve, because you remember how it was in California, and it's getting a whole lot closer to that around here.
Well, it's I don't exactly go with you on that. I mean, it is in certain aspects the dense packing. It's definitely similar to California. Fredericksburg is more like living inside of Disneyland than living any part of California. Well, I guess Disneyland is part of California, at least in Southern California. We have the Disneyland thing, but we're going to have to put, like, some gates as you come into the Texas Hill Country. Oh, man, we just had a new winery open up, it's about to open up, Alan. You know, you hear about it yet?
No, is this the one that opened up in the last hour?
I believe it was a few hours ago, I think it's called the Sahara Winery. It's going to be like an African excursion through the Texas, you know, region, and they're going to have monkeys, and they're going to have giraffes, and, well,
exotic. That makes perfect sense, Steve, seeing as how they already have the wine garage there with a big mechanic guy standing out front.
Yeah, I know. They have a castle, the Castle Winery, Winery Castle. You know, I don't know, the castle, are they going to have a winery water slide? You know, one would never hesitate to
get drunk while you have fun. Wow, so getting fun and wet, and yeah, that's with the summer coming on, that's a great idea, man. The niche market, Steve.
Well, it doesn't have to make sense. This is the home of the Pacific War Museum, you know, out here in the middle of landlocked Fredericksburg. were like, come learn about Pacific War.
Yeah, the land where people will spend $10 to buy an empty Grolsch flip-top beer bottle instead of going to the store and buying a two-pack for $6 and getting two of them and getting to drink the beer.
I don't know. The world gets stupider and stupider. You know, there's more shenanigans with our newfound favorite Bud Tie guy this week. I don't know. Have you actually heard about him besides from me, Alan, this last week?
No. My sources have not been talking about the butt tie guy. Do inform me, Steve.
Well, we'll get to the butt tie guy here in a little bit, you know. But you see, the only reason I really locked on to that is because the dichotomy of his name being spelled butt tie and guy, right? It's like, wow. And I always thought that they're sitting there making this stuff up, and they're all, well, what if we make this openly gay guy, we'll call him Butt Tie Guy, and what if we make this, we'll have his husband be a super Twitter tweeter, and they'll both look like, wow, that they just stepped off of Harry Potter, you know, and you're like, oh my God, and yeah, we're going to run him for, president. Yeah,
Steve, you're not dead-naming one of them, are you? Is one of them the husband and one of them the wife? Are they both the husbands? Are they both the wives or what? I mean, we need to get our pronouns right here.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about all that, you know. But we've had all sorts of problems, especially where it comes to gender and sexuality and things like this. So Butt Tie Guy and his boyfriend, I'm sorry, husband, you know, the only difference between husband and boyfriend, I guess, is that you got permission from the government to be together.
I miss the old days, Steve, when you had one that was a dangling participle, and then you had the other one. You know, there wasn't all these things in between and up and down on either side of it, I guess.
Alan, we got a serious problem in this world, and George Clooney's going to help us out with it again, you know.
Do you remember this one, Steve? Everything's okay.
Yeah.
I'm Celine Dion.
Everything's okay. I'm Celine Dion. Yeah, that's from Team America, right? No.
Might as well have been.
Well, you know, Team America is live and well with George Clooney this week, and they're... was it a boycott of Bernelli's government? Seems like they've enacted Sharia, which is a legal framework from within the Quran and whatnot. And they're now actually starting to, you know, a lot of people say that they're just saying that to get more money. I mean, the people will sit there and go, well, you know, it's a Muslim country and the Muslims want to practice the religion of their Bible, right? And, you know, it's the Quran or whatever, you know, book it is. And so they want to practice Sharia. And so that entails, you know, okay, they're gay, hit them with rocks, stone them, they steal something, cut off their hand. And all of a sudden you got Clooney and a whole bunch of other clowns from, you know, Los Angeles going, hey, we don't like that. And you go, well, what other places are into that, right? Because Sharia is kind of like it's a Muslim thing, right? So, you know, the Muslims do it, Muslims do. Who else practices, and the term Sharia law is, of course, what do they call that, an oxymoron? Because Sharia is the name of a legal system, and so by calling it, it's like saying law, right? At least that's the way I've been explained.
Would that be a double entendre, or what would that be? I can't really recall my grammatical efforts that.
And what does it matter to me, I guess, whether it's by saying law or Sharia law or whatever? The point being that a lot of different countries support this kind of a legal system and can kind of control. And we don't find any of those crazies from Hollywood dealing with it, like George Clooney. Man, I used to like George Clooney until I learned that he is one sprocket short of a micronaut. But you've got things like, let's see, I got this list over here. Let me bounce to that before we go on. And, well, there's some countries that do a lot of Sharia in their legal system, like Egypt, Sudan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, you know, Maldives, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Nigeria, United Arab Emirates. Okay, dang. That's quite a lot, right? But that's not it, man. There's blendings, right? There's blendings in Algeria, in Gambia, Libya, Morocco, Somalia, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Brunei, Gaza Strip, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon. What exactly do they have a problem with this? Because this is all being, this has been done before and it's being done right now. But this one island nation wants to go ahead and do it. And I'm not saying that they should stone anybody. No. I'm not a fan of that practice. You know, that's not cool at all. But the hypocrisy of saying, you know, let's go after Benali, and not deal with just little teeny tiny things like Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, right? Well, screw Iran, right? You know, Iran is Iran. They stay alone because we've kind of shut them down. What about Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, Kenya, Uganda, India, Israel? Oh, but actually Israel, that's a funny one, because it says it has Islamic family law is available for Muslim minorities in Israel. What does that mean?
So as long as they stay on the other side of the fence.
I don't know. Sri Lanka, Thailand, even the UK. Born in the great UK. No, they're not great.
Isn't that more Hindu? Because I remember that's where my advisor, Dr. Raj Kalambi, was from Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka, there's a battle between the Hindus and the Muslims over there. I had a pastor that I talked to at one point when my church went on a missions trip to Sri Lanka. And actually, one of the pastors from Sri Lanka came and spoke at our church at the time. And he told me about the fight between the Muslims and the Hindus, because the Hindus are really losing the war. The Hindus, their class of people are told that, well, you're born poor and you have to remain poor because, well, when you die, you might get an upgrade, and so when you're reborn, you'll come back as a better person if you're my slave this time, and you're a good slave, right? And then the Muslim walks over to him and says, hey, don't listen to that guy. You know, there's only one prophet, and his name is Muhammad, and
peace
if you,
be upon him.
You know, and may peace be upon him, yeah, whatever. If you follow his teachings, man, then you don't have to deal with this stuff and be a poor person right now. You can be a regular person, kind of like a forgiveness thing to a certain extent, but you might get stoned if you're gay or your hand cut off if you're a thief. Man, do we have to cut off all these politicians' hands, too? You know, because I don't know if that's being a thief or not. Define thieves. Right, you know, how is it that politicians can come into office being broke and within 2 years of, you know, holding office at a salary, a base of, what, $160,000, $200,000 a year, be multimillionaires?
Well, what happens in Sharia if you lie, Steve? What do they cut your tongue out? Because if that's the truth, then if we go Muslim, then Washington will be full of people with their tongues cut out. They sure as hell don't do anything that they say that they're going to do for us.
I've had a couple Muslim guests on, you know, in my history of broadcasting. I believe I had them on here on Republic Broadcasting. And one of the it's interesting to hear some of his points, right? Like, Sharia itself has one interesting, well, maybe there's a couple interesting aspects to it, but when you put it up against what we currently have, the statutory legal system, instead of, you know, some kind of a law, legal system, I don't know, we're pretty screwed here. When somebody gets hurt, you know, it's one of the shortcomings I remember, God, I can't remember his name right now, but when somebody gets hurt by another person, who benefits from that? The state. The only person that benefits from it is the state. Or, well, maybe a private prison. And who gets a say in what's going on? The state. And does the, you know, the victim's family get any say in it? Well, not really. Well, maybe they get to say a few words, but not really. You know, if somebody were to, let's say, kill me, then the state would penalize the person. It would fine him or whatever and throw him in jail. And then everybody around me will pay for the jailing of this individual. And if they get any money from him for killing me, that will go to pay the state. And the state employees will get all that money from working overtime trying to avenge me. It's like, well, how is that going to help anybody, you know, affected by that guy killing me? It doesn't. It's a shortcoming that was pointed out to me, you know, during the Sharia conversation, where, you know, it really should be more about, you know, reparations. But now I'm off on a different tear. I don't know.
One thing it does have going for it is it does have a, from what I understand, a fairly strict set of rules. It's like you don't have these interpretations like someone that has 16 charges against them gets everything dropped, and someone who doesn't have the money to buy someone off has one charge against them, and they get screwed. So, at least in Sharia, you get caught stealing something, your hand comes off, you know. It's not, well, if you got enough money, your hand can kind of stay there if you want it to.
Right, and, you know, we're so used to seeing that all the time, Alan. We were talking about the California Department of Motor Vehicles. You know, so, yes, you're absolutely right. The senators and the House representatives over there of the state legislature and body and the governor, they have a bunch of aides that do everything. And the aides can go over to that Department of Motor Vehicles, too. That's one of the benefits of being within that system. And but it's really there for them to go ask questions of the Department of Motor Vehicles, like, can I get a license plate on Friday, and how long does it take? Or if my boat has a red bumper, can I have a blue bumper? So, you know, they have to answer a whole bunch of technical questions, and, you know, I don't know. They're absolutely bonkers. Their favoritism is there in spades. We have, God, what is his name? The Smollett guy, right? So some Smollett attacks all
Dean counts Trump against people. Him and walking free.
Right. So he pretty much just attacks all Trumpers, right? Make America greaters, right? Tries to start a lynching mob against, you know, Trump lovers. And what happens to him? He gets dropped. And why does he get favoritism? We don't know. Right? They won't go into that. They don't want to go into that. Oh, it's just because he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy who happens to have a noose around his head. Well, had. He put it there himself. Republic of Texas Radio, hang on, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Going. All right. We're back. Get your vaccines here. No. Don't get your vaccines here. We don't give out vaccines. But it's damn funny to hear them yelling about vaccine. And I know I just went off topic. I was talking about, smoothie, Smollett, or whatever you want to call them, the dichotomy of, how there's a dual standard in the corporate United States. What, George Clooney complaining about an island nation now wanting to stone people when there are nations, all around the world that are our closest allies that allow stoning and chopping off of hands.
Go to Jamaica, you can get stoned all you want.
Well, not according to Kamala Harris's dad. I don't know. That's just absolutely insane.
Double standard. Yeah. Speaking of vaccines, Steve, I just saw something here. So I'm going to have to look at it as when the show's over. Something about anti-vaxxers that had the Star of David with them, and everyone, then they're trying to figure out how to make them look bad because, they've got the Star of David, so I guess they're Jewish, so we can't really get on to them about being anti-vaxxers, can we?
I wonder if
imagine that dichotomy. That must be a tough one for them.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit. Hey, we do have a chat room. And you can join us over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. Chat Tango is spelled C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O. Kind of a crazy spelling. I hope we get past that as a society, thing, stirs and things like that. Tango.
You know, Steve, in a world where you've got a guy or whatever it is, name, what is it, Pukey Pie or Pootie Pie or something like that? I mean, that's the world we live in.
Yeah, I heard there was a guy named that, and I don't know anything about that. And that was an understanding I got from Alex Jones or something. You know, Pukey Pie, Pewdiepie. I don't know. What does he do? I don't know. Plays games, probably, or talks. Tells people, I don't know. It's crazy. So republicoftexas.chattango.com. Speaking of which, I got an email the other day that was talking about the upcoming Republic of Texas event. This month, next weekend, will be the April meeting of the Republic of Texas Congress. And that's going to be in Bryan, Texas. So if you're anywhere around Bryan, it's going to be at 717 North Bryan Belt Road. And you can join them at around 9:30 in the morning. The other one's going to be fun. That's going to be in May. That's the one I'm looking forward to. May 11th in Kerrville, Texas. That's only about about an hour away from us. I missed it last time. It was over at the end of the hills. And so I think I am going to go to that one. Maybe we'll drag Alan out to it. We'll see. We've got a couple of weeks left. That's the Republic of Texas Joint Congressional Sessions this month. It's over at Mesquite, Texas next month, Kerrville, Texas. You can find more information out at TheTexasRepublic.com. Wow, I almost sounded like a commercial. What do you think, Alan?
That was a pretty good commercial voice there. You maybe ought to do voiceover, Steve.
Yeah, I'll do one for Creepy Joe Biden for 2020. Do your hands fly all over the place? Do you find yourself touching people constantly and always? I don't know. I think people, that's been actually, what the heck is going on here? I got a computer malfunction and it can't be from the rain. But, yeah, that's kind of weird. But anyways, the Joe Biden thing, I was having an awful lot of fun with that because we always knew Joe was Creepy Joe as you watched people gasp as he touched their kid or their wife. And, you know, over time, you wonder, well, why do they let this guy, why does this guy do that? And he just does, right? You know, it's Creepy Joe. But now he's under fire for doing such a thing. And the apologists have come out. They say, well, he's just a caring person, and he likes to show his affection to everybody, and he's doing the right thing by not addressing this problem. But one of the problems that I've seemed to see is this dual standard again, the dual standard of Harvey Weinstein. You know, well, that's just Harvey, you know, he's that way. You know, he sleeps with all the young actresses. He has to, right? You know, they're casting. Ha, 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 ha. That's just Creepy Joe. He just likes to sniff women's hair and touch your children and touch this and touch that. Like, whoa, man. You know, they say, well, it's a couple isolated incidents. But the only reason they're saying that is because that's what they want to report. And I can imagine if Joe Biden actually tries to run for office, you know, officially, and start going at it, there will be a video of hundreds, if not thousands, of pictures of Joe Biden awkwardly touching people over and over again without replays. You know, because I know I've seen a lot of them myself over the years, Alan, Am I exaggerating or? But no, I'm not exaggerating. I mean, it's out there.
No, they're all basically freaks of one type or another, and it's just more of the friggin' never-ending stage play that's going on in front of our eyes.
Yeah. We're not supposed to look at that kind of stuff, folks. And, well, I don't know. Don't know what to tell you. Just be critical. And, well, listen to the commercials. We'll be right back after these messages. That's like a Kellogg's line or something like that. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to.
So here we fight all through.
All right. We got a long segment coming up, Republic of Texas Radio. Those short segments are kind of interesting. You know, during the break, our board op, Ken, he sent me a little article about a former Democratic aide, Jackson Horsco, 27 years old. He pleaded guilty to a thing called doxing. What the heck is doxing? I know it's trying to get somebody fired and shaming them, but it's like legit, right? You know, legit. Did I say that? I'm not 12 or 14. It's a legitimate way of lack of a better term, leftists to try to get even with somebody that thinks differently from them, whether you be someone that believes in welfare and equal realities, like, let's say, all lives matter, instead of just Black Lives Matter. And I'll have to clarify that. So that if you say all lives matter, they try to dox you. In this case, this person, Jason Korsko, 27 years old, found guilty of two counts of making public restricted personal information, and one count each. He might do 20 years in prison. Yeah, I don't believe that. You know,
this is like the cyber equivalent of swatting or something? Or
I guess he gave out their home address and home phone number and stuff like that.
And, well, that stuff happens. You know, and personally, I think that those Congress critters should have their information readily available, and they shouldn't be hiding. You know,
yeah, they're public figures, you know. They're supposed to be there for our good, so what should they have to hide from? Huh?
Well, I know. They're hiding. You know how I always talk about how Bataille Guy, you know, his name was so, well, interesting, Pro-pro. Right? It just stood out when I read it. You know, we're speaking about public figures' addresses being put out there, and, you know, things could happen, right? Oh, my God, things could happen. So here in Texas, here's a little bit of news for you. It's pretty dang new. We're trying to get a bill called constitutional carry. That's where Texas, you know, the government of Texas tries to get, well, itself to follow the Constitution and allow people to have guns without permission slips. And so there's a bill, you know, in the House, and it's called, well, they call it constitutional carry, and some people call it just plain dangerous. But, you know, I mean, it's the Constitution, man, right? You're not going to follow it. I get it. We don't follow the Constitution anymore. It's statutory law, and it doesn't really matter. Well, anyways, what happened, I guess, on Thursday or Friday, one man got upset, he went over to what is this guy's name? It's Bonners, right? Now, Bonners is the head of the Republican Party in Texas. And so he goes over to Bonners' house, and of course, he's a nutter, right? That's what they call them in England. You know, nutters go and do stupid things. And so this nutter goes over to Bonner's house, open carrying, and goes, "Hey, you need to get constitutional carry, you know, implemented right now. Stop stalling." And the cops haul him to jail and book Nutter. His official name, his real name is McNutt, Chris McNutt. I'm like going, are you kidding? So McNutt goes over to Bonner's house with carrying a firearm, and which is totally legal, right? And he can carry this firearm over there. And Bonner goes absolutely berserk, and he goes, "Now, since this nutter has come over to my house, that kills constitutional carry. Dun, dun, dun. It's now dead." But he can't do that. Just because he's the speaker doesn't give him that authority. But he has the authority to open his mouth and say anything, right? I can say green, slimy, green cheese, right? But that doesn't mean anything. But this Bonner guy, his word carries weight. And now, since McNutter went over to his house, he's afraid that other nutters will come over to his house.
You know, Steve,
how do we deal with
it? I was talking to, you know, our commissioner wannabe, you know, Susan here, and she was saying that, you know, that constitutional carry here in Texas, you know, according to the Texas Constitution, apparently she said that, you know, that's not really a good thing, because in the Texas Constitution, apparently there's something that which reads that the legislature can say what constitutional carry would be, so they could put limits on what the Constitution means. It doesn't mean
that's
that you can...
True.
Yeah, that you can just, yeah. Doesn't necessarily mean you can, you know, carry open and free, you know, without a permit or anything. So
I know.
Places
I guess you
where they twist everything.
Right. And you have to define your constitution. Right? Are we talking constitutional Texas? But we're just talking words. They don't mean anything. Right? They mean everything and they mean nothing. You know? So what are you going to do? But why is it that this nutter was allowed to, you know, stop constitutional carry, or this guy Bonner, was allowed to stop it just because he was offended? What about in an age of true constitutional carry? Let's just say that everybody can have a weapon. How would Bonner defend himself from having a constituent come up to his house with a gun? Maybe he wouldn't be so afraid of a constituent coming up to his house with a gun.
In a case like that, Steve, you know, it goes along with that. An armed society is a polite society. You know, if you're a politician in an armed society, you actually do what you say you're going to do. Otherwise, there might be consequences for it. Just kind of like, you know, it was a polite society because you didn't go around being a total bleep to everyone that you came in contact with, because someone's more than likely going to take offense to that and set it right eventually. You know, that's why it was a polite society. You know, there were rules and everyone kind of knew them. You know, you don't go around being a bleep to everyone and stay around for too long.
I just wonder if it would become a society that's more, you know, well, maybe would stop and think for a second, because when McNutter went over to Bonner's house, the last thing he did was think about, am I going to get shot for marching onto this guy's lawn with a firearm, openly, brazenly carried? No, he didn't think about that. He probably thought there's some fantasy about, me and my gun rights group are going to get press attention, and we're going to really screw this Bonner guy up. That's one thing. Or maybe he's a McNutter, and he was actually doing that to throw a monkey wrench into constitutional carry. But I don't know. But he probably didn't think, if I walk onto this guy's lawn carrying a rifle, I might get shot. And, well, maybe that's what he should be thinking. Because we need to be a little bit more polite. And, you know, if you're going over to somebody's house, carrying an AR-15, and I don't know what he was carrying, right? I'm not saying that he was. And a bunch of hand grenades. I'm not saying that he brought hand grenades. Probably wouldn't be the best kind of way to, you know, walk across somebody's yard. You know, that's just not, but nowadays, this is a political figure, so it's more like, theater than anything else.
Again, it's in the city, you know. It's like around out here, Steve, if I look down the hill and see a vehicle I don't particularly know down there at my Opa's old place, I'm more than likely to sling a Mini 14 or something across my shoulder and hop the fence and go down there and see who the heck it is. You know, we're not but prepared.
Well, I'm for sure, right? It's like, well, you don't know what they're doing. They could be burglaring. You know, right? Burglaring or burglarizing or doing something.
Taking my stuff.
Hey, we got to call it. Let's go to Art. Hey, you got me standing at Art?
How you doing this morning?
Good.
I'm kind of like one of those really hardcore constitutionalists, and I believe in... I guess you could call me an originalist in the extreme sense, is that I read something and I take it exactly as it is written with no need to interpret. And so when I see in the article the fourth, which most people would know as the Second Amendment, where I see it says a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, and understanding that the militia are the people, me, you, our neighbors, the guy that owns the grocery store. This is the militia. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, to me, that's pretty self-explanatory right there. It doesn't mention any restrictions or limitations or conditions thereof. We also know that we have, in the case of Miranda versus Arizona, where the Supreme Court stated, where rights are concerned, there shall be no legislation nor rulemaking which would abrogate them. We also have in cases such as the Chicago Motor Coach case and many other cases, I mean, I could go through a whole list of them, where it actually says that no state or legislator can put limits, restrictions, or conditions on a right. No right could ever be converted into a privilege. Now, with these kind of understandings and being able to look at something as it is written without need for interpretation, it clearly states that we have the right to keep and bear arms, period. End of damn discussion. Now, I can't for the life of me understand why I would feel the need to walk around with an AR-15 strapped across my shoulder unless I felt like I might be going into a hostile situation, in which case I'm going to be prepared. But at the same time, the guy down the road, whatever he might have done, maybe he has had a felony at one point. So what? That's not my concern. He still has the shall not be infringed right to keep and bear arms. It's always been this way throughout the history of this country until states began and the federal government began to twist this around. We also have where it states very clearly, the Supreme Court has stated that any law which is repugnant to the Constitution is null and void upon its very conception, meaning that when each state, and this was one of the conditions of becoming a state within the Union, one of the conditions was that all states must draft a constitution and that their state constitutions must be in line with the Constitution for these United States of America. So, that being said, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. End of discussion. No limits.
Yep. What they should have done when they created this thing, of course, I don't know if they knew that this would happen in the future or not, but they should have created a dictionary of the Constitution that said these words shall not be changed in their meaning. Because that's what they've done, aren't they? They've changed the frickin' meaning of the words, and, well, it could mean this, and it could mean that, depending on which dictionary you're looking at, and blah, blah, blah. And you know, this is where all the lawyer and the lawyer speak and everything else has come into play. You know, where what your definition of is, et cetera, et cetera. You know,
I love
what
that
done
one.
To.
You know, I don't know. If I'm the pessimist today, and I'll say no matter how well they defined it, Alan, it would have all gone to smack anyways because we live under what's called bully's law. And bully's mm-hmm. law means whatever they can get away with. Right? You know, mm-hmm. it could be defined clearly, but, you know, for the most part, it bullies law. You know,
I'll agree with you. That they'll find some way to twist it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they always will. I mean, and it's always going to be twisted in their favor, and
twist
that does us, private individual, absolutely no good.
And you know, Art, this is coming about because of the convenience of having the state keep us safe instead of us taking care of our own safety and guarding our own stuff. It's so much more convenient and safer for the state to do it for us. Isn't it nice we don't have to go out there and confront those people? We can sit behind our curtains and peek at and say, ooh, I call 911, I see a suspicious person out here, come save me. You know, that's what
come
it can turn into.
Well, this was one of those cases where, you know, when we look at the Second Amendment, and this is what I try to explain to people as best as I can, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It was all about the ability of the people to resist tyrants. This was what the Second Amendment was about. It recognized our right to stand against anyone or any group of individuals who would oppress us or try to pin us down under involuntary servitude or whatever you might want to call it. That's what the Second Amendment was all about. What the states and the federal government have done is twisted this in such a way as to make it sound like we don't have the right to self-determination. We don't have the right to self-defense. We don't have the right to do these things for ourselves. And heaven forbid if we should be able to stand against them and their tyranny. That's why they...
Well, you know, Art, it's like they've turned the word militia. Oh, well, that's just a hunting club, you know?
Well,
Exactly.
I was actually talking to someone who's seen the new school books where it talks about the militia, and what they're teaching is the militia is the National Guard, which actually the militia did evolve into what we now know today as the National Guard, but that was not the intent.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, damn it, they don't follow the Constitution.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
hey, thanks
they
for your call.
They didn't specify anything about hunting because at that point in time, dang near everyone hunted something or another to put food on the table. So that was just a regular part of life. The militia was to keep the government in check. Exactly.
Right. And I find it really interesting, you know, everybody in Washington, they're real quick to tout the Constitution, but only when it serves their own purposes. And even people today, the average man and woman today, are quick to do the same thing. They will tout the Constitution when it serves their purpose, but when it goes contrary to what they think they might want or believe, then it doesn't matter.
And they'll agree, it's a living document. It needs to change. You know, it's not the same as it was back then. You know, exactly, yeah. Convenience.
All right. Hey, okay, thanks for your call. More coming up in a minute, folks. We got some callers backing up, but hang on, we'll get through them. Republic of Texas Radio.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
All right. This is a short segment, so we'll go to callers here in a minute, and we'll probably have to hold you guys through the top of the morning break. But you know what? We're getting close to idiocracy here, so I'll just have to move this in really quick. Hold on. Friday, Texas Republican House Speaker, move to drop the state's constitutional carry, after gun rights activists showed up at his home. Yeah, maybe I need some more echo to do that. Maybe not. Let's see. Susan, are you there? Hello?
you gone and triggered me now.
Really? Friday.
I love it when Susan calls and vents on me. It's kind of fun, actually.
Man, is this guy's real name Nutter? Do you know who this guy is?
Yeah, I know him.
Nut? You know Chris Nut? What was this?
Hey, you know when I was, I disagree. You know when I was running for commissioner. Okay, I will. Mm-hmm. By the time I'm through, you'll be straightened out. You know when I was running for commissioner, and a group of us went out and knocked doors, and we asked for votes. Okay, that's how it works. Okay, same thing. You know, if candidates can go out and ask for your vote, knock on your door, which I did concealed carry, and then we can do the same thing. When they don't uphold their oath, they don't keep their promises, we can do the same thing. Chris McNutt traveled into 3 districts. He traveled well over 300 miles total. He, when he got to Speaker Dennis Bonin's house, okay, first off, let's make this clear. The police were not called on him. The police, the DPS is always at the Speaker's house.
Oh, this is the guy you told me about the other day. Okay.
And they're always at the lieutenant governor's house. And it goes without saying that they're at the governor's mansion house, including snipers on top in Austin. So no one had to call the police. So Chris pulls up, and he's not carrying an AR. He's got his organization. He's got his organizational T-shirt on that has a gun as part of the logo, and it says TRGR, or Texas Gun Rights, on it as part of the logo. And, you know, if you're afraid of a T-shirt, then you probably just need to, you know, go into your safe room and hug your blankie and suck on a pacifier. Okay, so
I'm not saying that Boehner shouldn't do that. He probably should. I don't respect the speaker.
No, he's a despicable man. And you know, first you've got to set the stage for reality. And reality is, I hear the music.
That is a reality. Hang on, you know, we'll be right back. We're talking a little bit about Texas constitutional carry and just, I don't know. We'll be talking about some other stuff, but we've got a lot of people in Texas that want to talk about this, it seems. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back after these messages.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.